Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four, we about that action. So tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here. On 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for tuning in to the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show today. We got Elizabeth Brown in the building.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Queen. Look, we having another powerful conversation. And to me, I feel like at some point, we as a community have to understand that only reason these people are able to continue to do what they're doing is because of us.
We allowing it. No doubt.
It's our money.
Hey, my daddy.
We allowed it.
My daddy used to say that a person can't give you what you ain't open to take.
Mm. Hey, look, and you forget. I think we think we're less than them sometimes.
Yeah, that we've been trained to believe
think that we're
that,
less.
Yes.
That we supposed to serve them.
Correct.
When you take an oath in office for community service, that's a servant to the community.
You're supposed to be a servant to the community.
But it's
the definition's been misconstrued. I mean, when you think about just the world, period, especially for black folks, mm-hmm. you know, every definition we were told backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't none of it mean what it truly means, you know? Again, they are supposed to be servants, but we find ourselves serving them.
Yeah, you know? and praising them. Making them high end,
yeah,
celebrities,
yeah, local celebrities that ain't done nothing. Why you're suffering?
I don't gotta serve. Look, if I can get six figures,
come on,
you praising me for doing nothing. What I gotta do?
Matter of fact, show me a job where you're not being held accountable, where there is no conversations. You know, where you can walk in. And come in when you want, leave when you want, turn the voicemail on, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, no accountability at all.
Hey, look, it's happening right here in Milwaukee.
It's happening alive and well.
Lana Banana, I guess. Lana Banana.
I say Lana Banana because people want to say Lana, whatever, it's Lana.
How you doing, Lana?
All right, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, in your second hour, you had asked the question, what has Biden has done for black people?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done nothing for black people. What he has done to us is that he made us appear like as if we're stupid because he said that...
Man.
Because he said there's no such thing as institutional racism. But then when Obama was the president, Congress said everything that he wants to put into play or into action, they're going to turn it down. So what is that?
Mm.
You know, and as far as Mayor DeCavalier, I wasn't impressed or anything when he cursed and said, you know, about the 40-year-old girl. I'm so sorry that happened to her. And her mother and everybody, I feel for them, I really do. But when he got on that microphone and cursing and acting like he really cared, I wasn't even touched by that because in his first term, he hasn't done anything for a black person. He didn't go out
Preach.
There to the, he didn't even go out there to, well, that's called the Hamptons where the elderly were being mistreated and disrespecting all that. Is that called the Hamptons? I'm not, can you correct
Hampton
me?
Hampton Gardens, not, yes. Right? That was Hampton Gardens.
Yes. Where,
he didn't go.
You. Where was he?
And they elected him anyway. Come on.
Yeah. And so why all of a sudden in his second term, he's concerned about this little black queen that got her life taken?
Mm.
You know, and then he wanted us to really think that he really cared by using the curse word. In my opinion, when you use curse words like that, it's like you try to make somebody, make them believe what you're saying. Because if he said something that really fit with us, that really hit you like pow, then he wouldn't have to use any curse words, because his words
right.
would be the sword.
The passion would be
like, oh, man, he really cares.
Hold on. And yeah. Lana, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I've been fighting against tragic situations for 14 years, and I never used a curse word on no social media platform. No, not. I've been on radio for
You've been working, though.
What I'm saying is that, would, to me, would, I got the same vibe that you got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you had a plan, if you really knew what you was doing, you was going to lay it out there.
But he made it, he had to sensationalize it, because, again, when the woman with the 10 children was found dead in her trunk, he didn't show up for them. He didn't show up for the Timmons family when that woman was murdered. You know, nobody spoke up and spoke out about all of these other tragedies that's been happening in the city. They've been busy. So, of course.
Let them tell it. They don't want, let Ashanti Hamilton tell it. He don't want to work with Tory Lowe.
Come, that's what he said.
Hold on, but hey.
But you know what, King? He wouldn't want to work with you because he ain't doing no work.
He would have to. He would have to do some work.
He would really have to do some work.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for tapping in. Anything else you want to say, Lana?
Yes, and see, the reason why you and Elizabeth don't have to curse, because you don't have to, because you, your words are powerful. And you mean what you say, and you have passion for what you say, and we believe it. That's why it's called the truth, you know? So I ain't thinking about Cavalier, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you do something, something besides that. What have you done? That's the question.
$1 million question.
Hey, look, I tried to help them out. I last year, I presented a program to get the blocks together, and I know it's going to work because it takes time and energy. It's not what come out of your mouth. It's what you're willing to sacrifice to make it work. And some people got these titles, but they don't have the energy to make what's coming out of their mouth work.
And again, we sit and we talk about, you know, relationships and how we want the individuals we with to do certain things. And here we are electing and allowing these people to be elected and don't expect nothing from them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey. Look, it says on the talk to text lines, I guess it's referring to Joe Biden. You ain't black if you don't vote for him. That's embarrassing.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
See, and then they don't. Then he get in the office and don't, and we can't say what he even did.
Come on.
He told us to our face that you black. You know, he didn't say if you Caucasian.
Nope.
He didn't say if you
Mexican.
Hispanic.
Mm-mm.
He wouldn't challenge them like that.
He
they go over there and see them. When Kamala Harris came, she went over there to see the South Side.
Sure did. Personally.
Yeah, went
person.
Over there to
Not
see their leadership.
Come on.
We was over there, but we wanted to take the picture with her.
Yeah.
Because she already said she's not going to do numbers specifically for black people.
Hey.
She said that. It's on record.
And but y'all... And Biden told the black leaders that he was dealing with, he wasn't going to do nothing, and that those black leaders need to go to working with the Hispanics because they were going to be taken over.
Yeah, he said that in the
sure
Zoom meeting.
Sure did.
Okay, so all I'm saying is, what you excited about,
come on.
You finna go and hit the polls for Joe Biden, but you ain't asking him what he have he done, and you can't even tell me what he did.
Come on.
But you excited. I'm talking about somebody that's in the office right now, that's running for president, and he coming in and out of Milwaukee because he know if he get the black people, that's going to help him win the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And everybody that's telling you, and that's the problem, stop allowing people to tell you anything. Think for yourself, because when we sit back, Joe Biden got in the seat because black men were being murdered by the police, and the first executive order he signed wasn't to protect. Wasn't to empower.
Mm.
His first executive order had nothing to do with black folks. He's never passed anything for black people. Matter of fact, we're still being killed by the police, and we're acting like we done forgot.
Hey, look, I keep asking, what's the agenda?
Come on.
Abortion? More black babies getting killed. You know, all I'm saying is,
come on.
We got our priorities mixed up because the leadership, they redirecting our energy away from the things that we really need to be talking about. And that, and all we want is just the same thing everybody else getting. We want advantages.
Come on.
We want to be able to thrive. We want our leadership. We want our leadership to give us the same thing that they leadership giving them on the South Side.
And we're dealing with the Dahomey tribe. Because the people that we got in the front that's telling us not to go over there, don't look over there, stay right here because we're going to do this. And these are the same individuals that's in the rooms that they telling you not to go in and they putting you on the menu. This is why we're telling you, you have to think for yourself. Anytime somebody give you two things to pick from and you not one of them. You should already know.
Hey, look, 2681 in the talk to text. Kamala also said she ain't black. She trashed because she lied to our voters. Yeah, because when they was running, they said she was the first black.
She was.
Then she got in there and said she was Asian or something.
Tori, she, look here. When I tell you, but not only that, hey. Kamala was the reason that all of them black men were being locked up due to the marijuana. She was refusing to release them.
As a prosecutor, yeah.
Yes. And Joe Biden with the crime bill, like you want to forget about that, but we still got brothers and sisters that's coming home right now who can't get a job.
Also, his
after
son.
After doing 30 years.
Look, we overlooked what his son did.
He weighed up the crack because he didn't even want it in a bag.
Cut the coke, cook the coke. Hey, all I'm saying is this is, we turn a blind eye.
Come on.
But we don't turn a blind eye to our, like, we strike down the people in our community. You should listen to some of the people with the responses when it goes, when it's black.
Mm-hmm.
But white, they don't call in with the furious
nope.
Kung fu kick.
All kung I'm saying, panda tongue.
All I'm saying is we got to regroup, rethink, and reshape because they got you hating yourself. They got you hating yourself and people that look like you and you praising ideas that and agendas that don't have you in mind. And I'll tell you right now, ain't no way you're going to go into somebody else's agenda and change it and help your people. That's why we have to be independent, and we got to set people down. And people think independent means, I'm not going to vote, I'm not going to do. No, independent means setting these people down,
period.
Getting them to understand what needs to happen.
What we want.
And then if you do it, we cool.
We going to vote on our interests.
Yeah, we're voting on our interests.
I don't care. I don't
have to
like
you. Not on the mainstream media.
I don't have to like you. Matter of fact, if the mainstream media got it, I don't want it.
Mm.
Because everything the mainstream media told us was a lie. That we were less than, that we're criminals, that we're thugs. The same thing Biden said.
And he said he
didn't even want his kids in the school with black folks because it was jungle.
Then he called the black kids roaches.
Come on. Come on.
When he was talking about the hair on his legs at the swimming pool.
Come on.
And he loved kids sitting in his lap.
Sick.
Hey, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
Okay, all I'm saying is y'all get excited about things that it make me scratch my head
because
I'm just trying to figure out where the excitement coming from.
Where is it?
And
why?
Like I said this multiple times on this show. A lot of people who be out here pushing these campaigns, they getting paid. A lot of these people who are excited about these campaigns, they benefiting from the political dollars that they spend every election cycle. That's the energy. It's
more money.
It's not about what is best for their community.
More money.
It's about what the money that they're getting in their pocket because these campaigns can get up to millions of dollars.
And they
getting
paid.
You see what happened to the judge?
Come on.
That judge campaign, what, they said $16 million?
Yes.
I mean, these campaigns go crazy. So they know in poverty communities, all we got to do is throw them some dollars and they're going to be knocking on the door. And everybody that knock on the door, when I see
got
them,
paid.
You know, I asked them the question because I know they're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking them the question, who is this guy?
They don't know.
They don't read the flyer.
Don't know.
Read this flyer. Like, I'm like, no, what you pushing this idea.
Who
what,
is it?
Tell me.
I don't know.
Then they read off the paper.
I'm trying to get paid.
They trying to pay their rent.
Because they understand one thing for sure and two for certain, that if you go in a impoverished community, these people just want dollars because they already know we got missed meal cramps, everything, the jobs is gone. So what you're going to do?
Just lost almost 400
Come on.
Jobs in the community in just this past week.
Hey, and they done got millions. If you add up how much money, how the raises, the pensions, hey, they sitting pretty. We in the red. We been in the red.
I'm interested. Look, I'm interested. Somebody can, you know, if you voting for Biden, I would love for you. I ain't going to even give you no smoke. I ain't going to even interrupt. I might react to it, but I just want to hear. What's the excitement all about?
Good question.
I mean, I'm talking about somebody that's a sitting president.
Right.
Don't talk to me about no Trump. Don't talk to me about no. Don't talk to me about no fear mongering. Talk to me about what you excited about by Creepy Joe. That's what I want to know. And I'm gonna listen.
Right.
Maybe I missed something.
Please. You didn't.
Hey, I may have missed something.
You ain't missed.
I just want you to inform me.
Hey.
833-212. I ask this question all the time.
You do.
For
ask
3 years.
The same thing about Obama too. Like, what did you
for
get?
3 years.
What did we get?
I've been asking.
Not even the executive order.
And I'm just talking about when we talk about advantage, you know, where is the angle?
Yeah. Again, everybody's
playing.
Wait
a minute. I know what
group.
It is. I know what it is.
What's that?
No voting, no fucking.
That's the best they can do.
Hey. Saucy if that, Santana
if that wasn't
and
an
Trina.
Insult, if that wasn't an insult.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's Tory Lowe here to talk about my friends at Cousin Subs. You need to check out the new sandwich on their menu, the Wisconsin Cheese Steak, featuring either steak or chicken, bacon, cheddar sauce, sautéed onions, and their new Cheddar Supreme Cheese Sauce. It's a match made in dairy heaven with the finest Wisconsin cheeses, but it doesn't stop there. Don't forget to pair the cheese steak with their new Orange Dream Shake. For a limited time only, order in-store, online, or the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, I might need to go and get one of them Orange Dream Shakes after
all
the show.
All facts, because you know they be delicious.
And the weather like getting the, good out there, it's getting,
you know,
nice
getting
outside.
A little toasty, you know, a little sun shining.
Puff!
All facts.
Hey, look, we've been discussing SDC, the shutdown. We talking about the close to 400 jobs that's been disturbed in the just within the last week.
Yes.
NPS, 288. SDC, 85 jobs.
Facts.
That's unemployment. How are we gonna figure this out? Because we talk about jobs.
Come on.
Job creation.
Come on.
We are everything already going up.
All facts.
So I don't think they even focused on all the jobs that's being disturbed right now. They just saying they being disturbed.
Not even focused on.
But what are these people going to do in their families? That's a lot of families. If it's almost close to 400 jobs, and it's and what's going on with the families?
That part.
How many people in total is this affecting?
Again, not only the families of the people that's being fired. What about the families that was there for the services?
Okay,
you understand what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, it was slow. The services was coming slow.
Facts.
But what I'm saying is, I talk about the resources too, because mm-hmm. all those contracts, they still got to keep going. We lost the weatherization program. Where did it go? We losing contracts.
Where's
that
going?
Was for the north side. Where's those contracts going?
Yeah, and where are these families going to go?
To the south
to
side.
To the south side, yeah. Hey, that's all left.
We going to head to the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Troy Lowe. Good day, Elizabeth Brown. How are you?
Good, Eddie. How are you?
How you doing, brother Eddie?
Good. Somebody was on the show today about four callers ago. Used the word Peckerwood. Let me call that out.
Well, thanks for
Peckerwood.
Listening.
Peckerwood. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, what does that saying you always have about the complexion? The right complexion for the connection?
The complexion right? For the connection, yeah.
Do I have the right complexion for these connections or not?
Now you know you do. That's why you called in on a black talk radio show.
Okay. Yes, yes, Elizabeth Brown. I think the SDC, or Social Development Commission, has been around forever. It's always had its issues. Why aren't they just reorganizing this thing? I'm sure it'll come back to light, won't it?
Well, they got new people in there, but they're going to shut it down. They say they're going to shut it down. They don't know when it's going to open back up.
There is no date.
But like I said, it won't be the same.
No. But, I mean, what's going to happen in between?
I don't know, but you'd think they'd have a plan B and even a plan C in place.
But there's other organizations that people can go to that do the same thing. What I'm saying is the North Side has an organization, the South Side has an organization. Every community side of town have their organizations that do the same thing. What I'm saying is on our side of town, on the North Side of town, we don't even have a date where the SDC is going to open back up. So, like, we're not seeing, okay, if I guess we got to call 211. I guess that's...
Yeah.
That happened in the neighborhoods, call 211.
But like Eddie's saying, you know, you would think an organization who's had this much experience would have a plan B or C when the bottom line is it was abruptly shut down.
Right.
So you're telling me you have this board, because I thought that's what the board was for, in case things transpire where you do have to shut it down, that there should be, you know, other options or at least knowledge to the people, to the community that you're abruptly affecting.
Look, they did the employees like,
come on,
they treated them like trash,
complete trash.
And the 19 can't even get a check.
Who checks probably bounce. Like,
what are you trying to say, Eddie? What do you have to say about this?
First of all, this organization is, like I said, been in trouble since I've been a young man. And you would think that over the years, over a couple of decades, 3 decades probably, that they would have gotten this ship tight. You know, like they've learned from all the mistakes in the past. There'd be safeguards. Like I said, if I'm running an organization like that, I'm having a plan B with other organizations like us, maybe even our competitors. So if something happens to our organization, there's a plan B, you know, like a safety valve, right? And then a plan C just in case. For this to go down the way it did, it doesn't bode well at all. And you're talking about an organization that takes in millions and millions of dollars a year. Tori, on that note, I'm going to go. I'm going to have a good weekend. I hope you and Elizabeth have a good weekend, too.
You too. Gotta be safe, Eddie.
Hey, look, I'll say this. You know, it comes a time where I have to say that evil genius is winning. Because they walked away with all the money.
Mm-hmm.
These people walked away with money.
Yeah.
They walked away with, you know, nice cars. I mean, like they
benefits,
I mean, sometimes
a pension.
I gotta look at the people and say, what we ain't gonna we could have done something about this.
We could have.
Okay. All I'm saying is when I see a person that operates, when I was in Iowa,
mm-hmm,
in Minnesota, it was this person that was operating in a sick way, right?
Right.
But they kept feeding her the monies.
Right.
You know, and I was like, that's evil genius.
It is.
It's evil, but it's genius because the people keep doing it.
You see a fool, you bump their head.
Right. So I'm like, I didn't like what they was doing, but nobody stopped it.
Again, another saying from my father. If they like it, you got to love it.
Hey, look, I'm saying we see it's bad. And sometimes when we talk about these things, we're pointing out how current and real time this is. We don't have to go all the way back in the past. We could just talk about what happened in the last 2 weeks.
Correct.
And the thing is, when we hear these conversations, are you going to go back home and sit down? Are you going to shut the radio off and wait for the next powerful conversation? Because it's going to be powerful.
Every time.
But the action.
That come behind that.
We got, you know, and when you first hear the show, we got to be about that action.
That's the slogan.
And you cannot be a member of Truth Nation if you're not about that action and ready to bring that smoke, because we want better. That's it. That's all we want. We want to make sure that things are on the up and up for us.
Yes. And how do you do that? You know,
by being about that action.
About being about that action. And this is what we're telling Truth Nation. At the end of the day, you're going to continue to fall for the banana in the tailpipe, you know, because when we're talking about the used car salesman, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. That's what they're there for. You know, the illusion of inclusion. They got you believing that they're going to do something. The people that are saying, give them, you know, a second chance. Should we, you know, allow these individuals, if the suffering that you're seeing right now is not enough?
Mm. I don't know what to do.
Mothers that are being murdered with 10 children who are trying to go about the right way to be safe.
And couldn't even get a call back. Couldn't even get a restraining order. Couldn't even get a call after they lost their lives.
Come on.
All right.
We can't say anything about what's wrong with them. Now we got to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what the hell is wrong with us?
Look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have more conversation. Also, we got people in the chat. It's a lot of conversation going on in the chat and in the talk to text. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Let's get down to the facts. I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B fool you. Get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug. You a dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo. You my ex. That's cool. I don't give no fuck, little. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with him. They say revenge is sweet.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown in studio.
Hey, yo.
They loving you in the studio, Elizabeth Brown.
They is. Thank you, Truth Nation. I'm loving being here, you know?
Hey.
Period.
We got some chat. You know, it's a lot of people in the chat. I appreciate everybody for tapping in the chat. We got somebody talking about Aisha Carr, who resigned from the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha Carr worked for the people. And the Kettle People does not accept her resignation.
Mm.
What's the Kettle People?
Good question.
Hey, if you still in there, try to explain what that means. But we got things that people are scratching their heads about. And I'll say this, they should be.
Yeah.
But is you scratching your head or are they bumping your head?
That part.
That's what I'm... You might not be scratching, you might be bumping your head.
Yeah.
Are you active?
That's the... And see, that right there. Don't just scratch your head. Get active.
Maybe you need an ice pack from how many lumps they didn't...
If they didn't bump it like head, that, you might be... you might have a concussion.
CTE.
You know? All facts. Look, all facts.
Somebody loving you on the show, Elizabeth Brown. You getting some love.
Hey, salute, Truth Nation.
Let me see. They says 5092 says, man, I love the Tory Lowe Show, but with Liz Brown, ooh wee.
Pam, 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 pam.
Salute. It's all love, family. Hey, it's all love.
She raised that fire. You know, the thing is, you know, I always tell people, like, the people around me do the work.
Yes.
Like, anybody I bring consistently on this show, I got stories to tell about their advocacy.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't trust nobody that didn't do nothing, that didn't have results to speak to my audience, like, on a regular basis. That's just what it is. So salute Elizabeth Brown for being out there on these streets.
You already know what it is. It's nothing but love. And what we're trying to show Truth Nation, again, what a black man and a black woman can do when we get together and we about that work. It has nothing to do with anything sexual. It's all about the love of our people and how we can uplift and power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the power that we have with the feminine and the masculine energy. We make things happen. When I tell you that when me and Tory get out here, we didn't have nothing but ourselves and our ability to go without having anything and knowing that at the end of the day that we was going to get some results.
And like I said, we just ended a situation where we know when I like when we get through when it first come and it's like nothing.
Yeah.
And then in the end, it's resolved.
It's something. Yeah.
Something out of nothing.
That's that frequency.
And so when I call out people who's supposed to be doing their job, it's not like I ever used them or needed them or even know them. It's just that they're getting our dollars and we got to point that out. If this is what you're saying you do, then do it. Because we got so many people suffering right now. That's it. Like, I'll just be happy if the people get the service.
All facts. That's all we want.
I'll just be happy if the people that are being severely affected in the neighborhoods are getting some help and the
all
services
facts.
From those who are receiving the monies that we pay into the taxes.
Facts.
To me, that just makes better sense.
That's what a power is. Because, again, what me and Tory do, if each person we done touch somebody else, it's like, this is how we're going to get it done.
Hey.
By helping each other, Voltron it, understanding that the powerless that be, because the people that's in the front is powerless.
Look, can you imagine?
They just got the money.
Could you imagine? I mean, I did a lot of this work out of my own energy,
out of
my own pocket.
Come on.
So can you imagine if I had a six-figure salary?
Come on.
I'll save the world.
Come on.
Not save the world. I can help the world. But
save
like I
yourself.
Said, these people got all this money, all this millions of dollars, budgets. And nobody can tell me what they do unless they buddies. See, and you got to be careful when people call in and they talk about these people a certain way. Always ask them, where do you benefit?
Come on.
That's why I say.
What did you get?
Yeah, what did you get? Or how are you connected? Oh, that's my friend. You know what I mean? It's
Off
always
tip.
Some
it's,
kind of
it's
connection,
a connection.
Some
yes.
type of silo type connection with these people.
Matter of fact, when you see one of these non-working, high-paid individuals, ask them. And I can guarantee you, matter of fact, if you're asking too hard of a question, even just by asking them what they do and did anybody get results, they're going to disappear. Because see, those that don't do the work and a whole bunch of talk, and this is what we're going to have to do. You know what I'm saying? Take it back to the old school, you know, when you don't allow lollipops around you because you're not down with the sucker stuff.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody,
you apply pressure.
Somebody in the chat, they you know, we got some comedians in the chat. They got a picture of Cavalier Justin and Ashanti Hamilton and said, we're turning ourselves in to D.A. Chisholm. For illegal activity in office, we are set each to resign immediately.
Man.
3387. All I'm saying is stop playing.
Stop playing.
And cause
especially in my face.
Ashanti Hamilton got on my radar when I'm dealing with mothers who lost their lives and all of these children. And we talking about domestics and we talking about their service.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't get a call. 19 days go by. It's nothing personal. And if you want to make it personal, you making it personal because you're not doing nothing.
That part.
And I'm telling you to do something. All I ask for you is to call a family and do something.
And it's you shouldn't even personal. Have to ask
you
that.
Mad. And they mad because...
It's your job.
Yeah, they mad because I'm saying, hey, look, you see this over here. Why you not being
Come
active
on.
Over here?
Come on.
You on the... All right, he was just on the press conference
Again.
The other day. And this is why I don't like that.
Shucking and
jiving. Because he don't have the plan.
He don't.
And this whole summer is going to be... I tried to get ahead of this year by last year presenting a program to him.
Yes.
And he all like this.
And then took some ideas.
Didn't say nothing. Took some of the ideas, tried to work it his way, which is going to fail.
Milwaukee's finest.
And then he's standing up there on the press conference.
Looking like he got high cholesterol.
Come on now. All I'm saying is do your job. And look, I tried to. Look,
Bruh.
This is why I don't like when we talk about getting some results.
Come on.
Because they'll find every way around the result, which leads me to believe it's just profit off of poor.
I mean, from the jump, like I said, you know, he was not, when he got the job, for the mayor to call himself competent and put somebody who has a history of violence on children in front of violence and reaction, because they never prevented anything, you know. But this man to get that job, my question is, you know, because again, like I said, there's no honor amongst thieves. The criminality in Milwaukee is real. How can our mayor be competent to put Ashanti in this seat knowing that he has a history of violence against his own children.
Hey, look. All
so how are you going to care about our children?
Hey, look, I'm just asking Mayor Cavalier, you got 4 years, and you got a lot of stuff that's going on. All I'm saying is I came to Ashanti and offered services to try to help. Now, you put him there. You put him there, and now every time it's a press conference, y'all done changed the name from Office of Violence Prevention to Wellness and Safety.
And the people didn't know about that.
And so now it's Wellness and Safety. They still operate like Office of Violence Prevention.
Different name, same face.
All right.
So you're going to get the same result.
Same outcome.
And in reality, when Cavalier came to your show and said, oh, Tori, I know what you do.
Right. He know what I do.
Which
I
makes you.
He know what I do.
Come on.
Hold on. See, this is the funny part. I'm starting to come to the point where I believe that this is a scam.
Facts.
On the black community.
From the top to the bottom.
Just like SDC with the money.
Correct.
They doing the same thing. It's not just SDC. It's all these big time, big budget organizations.
Straight Ponzi scheme.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show as usual.
Hey, let's get it.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have a perfect way for you to kick off your Memorial Day weekend. We're excited to announce our Beyond the Mic with Sherrin Hughes Happy Hour Mixer. This sophisticated event takes place Friday, May 24th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Jill Barter MKE. Indulge in delicious cocktails, great conversations, and unforgettable moments with all Truth Nation. Don't miss the fun. Join us for Beyond the Mic with Sherrin Hughes on Friday, May 24th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Jill Barter MKE located at 131 North Jackson Street. That's 131 North Jackson Street in downtown Milwaukee. Hey, we about to mix it up all summer long. Elizabeth
hey.
Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
I mean, again, very informative as always. Truth Nation, we just gotta, it's time to do something different because the results, we have none. In reality, I just say keep your eyes open and make sure that you understanding that they don't want a cure for us because our brokenness feeds a lot of everybody else. So when you see an individual that you call your mayor who knows that the person that he puts in front of violence and prevention, that he had a case of violence against his own child, then you have to ask your you have to ask yourself the question, what are we doing?
Mm.
Because clearly he's not competent enough, the interview wise, to put this man in a seat that's supposed to care about a people that he know is suffering. Milwaukee is the worst place to be black, the worst place to raise a black child.
And they laughing at us.
And we got all of these black faces in big spaces. Mm. And we're continuing to suffer.
Mm.
And at some point, you got to ask yourself.
And they laughing because we know this about them. We see this. What you think the outskirts is looking at?
That
like,
part.
Wow, that's crazy. That would never happen over here because we going to make sure that we get the resources we need. Now we without the SDC due to the games that's been playing over years.
Come on. We out of money.
And we got some incompetent people. Let's just face
just
it. With the SDC, that's incompetency.
Yeah.
That's mismanagement.
Yeah.
But they saying that this dude had a history.
He do got a history, just like Ashanti had a history.
So we got these people that's known
fraudulent.
To not even know what to even do with these
Come
situations because they don't even have no record of even handling these situations. But these are the ones we got to go talk to.
And if you're sitting around talking about
trash.
That's my frat brother, that's my, you know, that's my sorro.
Hey.
And you know that people is suffering. When we're talking about homelessness, When we're talking about the criminality, when we're talking about, again, a country that has been invaded. You understand? And they're getting resources that they always told black folks that we couldn't get.
Even the buildings in the community that they wouldn't even let us have. The people in Chicago saying the buildings that they was trying to get, they opened it up for them, for the illegal migrants.
When they put out the vets out of a nursing home to house the migrants who ain't never fought for this country, who ain't never stood up, who have never worked.
And they,
we can no longer fall for the illusion of inclusion.
Hey, and look, I'm going to tell you this. We got to make sure that we look ourselves in the mirror today.
Come on.
And it's, you know, people like to point the finger, you know.
Yeah.
But look yourself in the mirror today and saying, am I doing?
Yes. What I need to be doing. Come on.
I'm talking to Truth Nation right now.
Come on.
And once you figure the answer to that question.
Yeah.
It's a brighter day coming.
All facts.
Hey.
Because those of us that can look in the mirror and see our soul, we both running out here. We about that action.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for being on the front lines, Elizabeth Brown, as usual.
Hey, you already know. Let's get it, King.
And we got a lot of work to do.
Let's get it.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Toyota from 1-4. Let's get it. All right, Queen.
All right, King.
All right, Brother Buns. Hey, look, Truth Nation, look, it's simple. Once we take the responsibility to do what we need to do, the future will get better, because now we can no longer fall for the trickery, the foolery. Our dollars will be well spent, because we're going to make sure, and that's a beautiful time. I can't wait to see it.
Hey.
We love you. Be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next.
If I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk. Unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they... See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't even put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.